Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what is up? What is up? What is up? Welcome to another edition of the ATL Dreaming Podcast, along with your host, Yakiri Thomas. I'm your host, E-Dub, and welcome into the show. I'm joined by my illustrious co-host, Yakiri Thomas. What's up, Kiri?
Hello, hello, sports lovelies. Hello, Edwin Powell. How are you today?
You do that on purpose because it infuriates me, and you know that it makes me laugh, and it just throws the whole thing
off. I'm sorry. I'll be on my best behavior, my dad.
Yes, indeedy. Welcome into the ATL Dream Podcast, man. On a somber note, this is possibly our last pod, and we may do like another one, like an official wrap-up one, but this is kind of like the kind of precursor to the official wrap-up show. So we may do like another one. So I'm still deciding what we're going to do, Kiri, but there's a bit of finality here with the Atlanta Dream and their season. And just checking in, how are you feeling?
Oh my gosh, it is, did you say somber? I wouldn't say it was somber. I think it was just, you know, I'm proud of my team. You know, it was just a surprising beginning, mm-hmm. surprising middle, and of course a surprising ending. But overall, I never expected our team to be who they are. You know, looking at last season to now, Coach T did the damn thing. That's all I got.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure everyone is aware by now that follow the Dream, listen to this podcast, the Dream lose their final game today in New York. They had a sliver of a chance, but they had to win today. They fall 87-83 to Liberty. That's my dog chiming in. She's upset about it. Everybody in the house is upset about it. So if you hear my dog barking from time to time, she's just trying to deal with it as well. But when it's all said and done, Kiri, they fall one game short of the playoffs. They needed Phoenix to lose, but Phoenix won. So it didn't quite work out. But 14-22, which is much better than last year. But they fall one game short of the playoffs. Does it hurt a little bit more because it's just one game, Kiri?
Just a tad. You know, just a tad, and just knowing how much fight this team had in them. When I tell you they fought to the very end, this was a dream in a good way. Last year was a nightmare.
I see.
This was a great dream. You know, I just never expect our team to get as far. I mean, who did? Looking back to where they come from, who did you expect this? Did you foresee this happening this year?
No, I really didn't. I came into this year, to be honest with you, having very minimal expectations. Mm. Like, because of the new roster, mm-hmm. I was like, we got a nice rookie. I mm-hmm. really didn't know what she was going to be in the WNBA, because sometimes it doesn't always translate, right? We've seen rookies be like number one picks, and it really doesn't, right. It doesn't translate, but lucky for us, it translated.
And it did in a major way. A major way.
So, yeah, this is kind of looking back podcast. Like you mentioned, this season, and I think you said it eloquently, this season was kind of a season that was kind of in thirds, you know. Mm-hmm. First quarter of the season, they came out like gangbusters. And we were like, yo, like, who is this team? We're playing with money. We're feeling good. The rookie was rookieing. She was doing her thing. Mm-hmm. And we were feeling good that first month, right?
Right. We were feeling ourselves. Oh, my gosh. But you know what? Before we even say anything else, can we give a shout out to the fans who just showed just an outstanding support and love for the Dream? We have never seen that before. This season was crazy, right?
Absolutely. And we've been covering the Dream for a few years, and we've seen a lot of crowds, a lot of thin crowds. And but this year there was a lot of thick crowds. I mean like biscuit thick. You know what I mean? Like, but that was a good thing though. So it was like, you know, it has to go up from here. You know, it has to go up from here. You got to credit the Dream. You got to credit everything that Renee and in the front office have done, all the promotions that they've done, all the special nights, and just the team having a good product out there to go support, you know. So all of those things kind of work in conjunction with me to, you know, make it easier for the fan to support, man. And it's just like, if you didn't go to a Dream game this year, you really missed out. It is truly awesome experience.
Mm-hmm. It is so awesome. I mean, just the energy in that building. I don't think that building has ever seen as many as people that it's seen this season. Sold out crowds multiple times. I think they sold out for the, what, eighth time, I believe? The last home game was the eighth time to have a sold out crowd.
Yeah. Insane. It's, like I said, it's a credit to everybody all around. You know, I love the Gateway Arena. I love the smaller, intimate arena. I remember when they were in State Farm, they were just getting swallowed up. I mean, it was just too big for them, you know.
It was.
Gateway is, I mean, I love the new court. Like, everything is just, you know, it's pointing in the right direction. It's just, like, for me, it's a little tough because we were so close. And I was like, yeah, we're going to get at least that eighth spot. But at the end of the day, it was just, and as we transitioned to, like, that second part of the season, the bodies just started dropping again, Carrie. Like, the bodies started dropping. Like, even today, Coach T only played eight players. Only eight players. Like, that's not even like a full roster. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, Mia's out. AD is out. Tip wasn't there. Christy Wallace is out. Like, there's someone on the roster I don't even know. Like, I don't even know who I'm not going to say their name. Like,
on the roster. Who are you?
And it was just like, you just ran out of bodies. And like, the eight that played, like, they left it out there. They left it out there. And you can't be mad, because I feel like Coach T maximized what she maximized what she had out of this team. Like, what say you about Coach T?
What I will say about Coach T, I'm glad that you asked that question, because again, I had to get my questions in for the last home game. And I asked her specifically, you know, let's talk about the growth of this team from when it started. She said that the team has grown. She knows that it was hard coming in because, of course, she had to develop some players. Some players, you know, was not so much ready, but she forced and she pushed this team to the max, and they produced some positive results. Coach T, at the end of the day, she is the coach of the year. I'm sorry. I put it out there. She is, because she worked a miracle. This team has done a total 360. Although it wasn't the result that we wanted, hey, she did what she could with what she was given.
Yeah. I wouldn't say a 360, because the 360 always brings you back to what
they were. Oh, yeah.
So, I think the term you're looking for is 180, but I'm
okay, we'll do 180.
Hey, I'm with it.
We'll do 180.
We don't want to do 360,
because we don't want to go back
to last season. We still don't want to go back there, bro.
No. Please don't take us back.
Yes, and you know, last season, of course, the Dream were 8-24. And so you have almost like a 50% increase of the win total. You know, you're going 14 games after roster turnover. And with the rookie, like, leading your team, like, that is tough. Like, that is tough, you know. And, man, once the body started going down, it was just like, oh, my gosh. You know, they're bringing in people, and they bring in AD. They bring Maya Caldwell back. It was just, I mean, it was like we were just trying to keep the water out from a sinking ship. And ultimately, this league is too good to have that many players out. Monique missed a lot of time, and you just didn't have the bodies. I mean, you just didn't have the bodies, man. And it was disappointing, because the girls played so hard. They played so hard, but I mean, it's just, you just didn't have the bodies, I don't think. Yeah,
and it is what it is. But I will say, I'm not mad about it. I'm still happy that our team did what they did. You know what I mean? You just have no idea. You have no idea how embarrassing. And I'm not just saying for the players' sake. You know, it was just the actions that happened off the court, how embarrassing at times it was for us to just still hold our head up and be like, we love her Atlanta dream.
Yeah. So last year we did the final pod. It was almost like a relief. Like, it was almost like the end of a bad dream. It was after the rumble, after the brawl. Like, it was just
too much.
But this year it's like, okay, season's over, and I'm very disappointed because I at least wanted I wanted Ryan to have at least a playoff shot in that first year, and I wanted Coach T to have that. But I don't feel necessarily bad because I'm like, yo, I feel like we got everything we could out of those girls. Like, I feel we got everything out of those girls. I think that there needs to be some changes in the roster, of course. I think they need to do something to address. They need some more scoring punch. They need some more scoring punch. I think in year one of Coach T, I think she's done a great job of building a foundation for defense and a defensive identity. But you need someone that's going to put that ball in the hoop. You know, someone that's going to take some of the pressure off of Ryan and Cheyenne and all of those girls. So I would like to see some offensive explosion in the offseason, whatever they got to do. And I don't know, man. What do you think? What do you think this team needs, like, I guess, going forward? What would you like to see?
We definitely are going to see a roster shakeup. I'm pretty sure of that. I just definitely want to see more support for Ryan. Ryan did more than enough, I believe. You know, I think she did more than what I expected her to do. But I definitely want to see more support for Ryan. Aerie surprised me. Aerie, she's a keeper. We got to keep Aerie. I know Tiffany is, you know, she's that vet, and we love Tip. But I'm thinking there may be a change with her as well. So I'm hoping if that happens, we bring in some new blood to just kind of round off the scoring effort for our team.
Yeah, and this team, like in the beginning of the year, you know, they've always had kind of a size deficit, you know. But big girls aren't really, like, easy to find. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's not easy to find, like, a big girl is going to be, like, just dominating the paint and, like, a Sylvia Foles or anything like that. Like, that's just
Liz Cambridge, yeah. Big girls.
Those players are hard to find, you know. But to the credit, like, I think Cheyenne Parker, I think she did a great job this year.
Yes.
Absolutely. I love to see somebody down there that can, like, kind of bang with her. And I kind of would like to see her at the power forward position and not the center position. But like I said, like, centers aren't easy to just find, like, dominant centers. Like, they're very hard to find in the WNBA, you know. Like, Sylvia Foles just aren't walking down the street. It's not going to happen.
But, right.
But, yeah, so, like, that's for my offseason checklist. You know, I like to see us get bigger and find someone that can get some scoring punch. But I like the nucleus we have. I like the core that, you know, is still kind of under contract. I think Aerie and, of course, Ryan's going to be back next year. I'm not exactly sure as what the contracts look like. I know typically in the WNBA, a lot of teams have a lot of turnover. But if you can keep that core of Ryan – and Aerie and Cheyenne and maybe Monique. I think Monique signed a 1-year deal. Do you remember what deal she signed?
I think it was a 1-year deal.
I think it was a 1-year deal because NBA.
We need a healthy Monique though. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I hated that she missed those games, like during the kind of the home stretch, because they really needed her.
Yes.
they needed bodies, but like they really needed her. Like they really needed her.
I know. I'm telling you. But you know what? Before we, you know, get off the subject of the Atlanta Dream, but we're not going to get off the subject. I just wanted to just say briefly, congratulations to Sylvia Foles. She did the damn thing. Congratulations. Job well done. She's entering into her retirement years. I'm definitely looking forward to see what she got going on outside of the court. But yeah, congratulations to her. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely, man. We love her, man. She is just a first ballot Hall of Famer, man. She's a stellar career and just, you know, I'm just a fan, man. I'm just a fan. Just a fan.
So. I love it. I love it.
Absolutely. We talked about where we go from here. We talked about, you know, kind of just looking back on Coach T. Let's talk just briefly about our rookie. And I don't think I'm putting the cart before the horse when I say our rookie of the year. Ryan Howard, man, busted out on the scene, had a great had a great start to the season. I think kind of towards the middle of the season, she kind of plateaued. And I thought she finished pretty strong. I thought she finished pretty strong. Got several rookie of the month honors with All-Star. And it's fairly safe to say, I believe, that she's going to be the rookie of the year. And what would you like to see from her in year two, man? Like, I know we're kind of, you know, jumping the gun. What would you like to see in year two?
Oh my gosh, I would love to see Ryan Howard lead this team to the playoffs. That's what I love to see.
I want to see that this year. You know what I mean?
We can't always have what we want.
Yes, the pride of Tennessee. You know what I'm saying? Yes. The pride of Tennessee.
Exactly. But I know with Coach T leading that team, I'm pretty sure she got some tricks up her sleeves to get Ryan in our dreams to the playoff. I mean, it's been a crazy season. You know, we again can't say enough. This team produced something that we haven't seen in a very long time. I don't even think, what was the last time they even went to the playoffs? Was it with Angel McCartrey, I believe? How many years ago was that?
That was a few years ago. That was that year with, yeah.
Coach Nikki? Was it the year? Okay. Yes. Yeah. So it's overdue. So I definitely want to see more of Ryan. I know that to me, you know, you already know what I believe. She was my cousin, and I was very proud of every effort that she did. I do believe, like you said, that as time went down, she kind of ran out of gas.
Yeah, that's okay for a rookie. Like, it's a lot for a rookie to carry.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But that's what I foresee the playoffs next season.
Yeah, I mean, I echo those sentiments. I would love to see that as well. I wanted her to at least sniff it this year. Came one game short, but I think that next year she'll go in better. She'll know exactly a little bit more of how to carry a team, like how to be a number one, and you know, and hopefully do better. Like, and it's crazy to ask her for more, but like, I think she's capable of more. Like, I think that she's capable of more. I think that she's, I mean, capable of being a perennial all-star. I was looking at her stats, and out of all the games, she only had 4 games where she wasn't in double figures. Ah! And, like, that is tough. Like, that is tough.
Yes.
But she had a great season. You know, I'm glad that she's here in Atlanta. Like, I'm glad, like, she's our girl. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, she's the face of our franchise. And, like, going forward, building around her, I feel very confident. So, like, this season, this – end of the year pod isn't gloom and doom like it was last year. Like, there's a reason for optimism. You know what I mean? Like, there's legit reason for optimism.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh my gosh. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. But are you going to miss our fans? Are you going to miss the Atlanta Dream for this short period of time that we'll be away?
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you what, like, you know, I cover the Hawks and I cover the Dream. I don't cover all the other sports like you do, like the 12,000 you guys cover, but I'm strictly basketball because that's all my schedule can handle. And as somebody that deals with two fan bases, I will just say the Dream fans are a pleasure to deal with. They are, they're cool. They're supportive. And it's just like, I love dealing with the Dream fans. That's not casting no aspersions on the Hawks fans.
Don't get them riled up, please.
Love dealing with the Dream fans because they seem a lot more calmer, a lot more community. And I rocks with y'all. I rocks with y'all. They ain't trying to start no fire.
Right.
I love the Hawks fans too because they've been supporting me for 8 years. But, you know, I appreciate the Dream fans, man. I appreciate y'all.
Absolutely, absolutely. We love those guys. Oh my gosh.
Another person I kind of just wanted to kind of pick out was Ari McDonald. I saw a lot of improvement from her this year. Talk a little bit about what you saw from her this year in year two, and possibly, well, she's under contract for next year too, so she'll be back next year. Could it possibly be that she might be moving into a starting position next year? You know, because I think that Erica Willard's starting point guard, I think her contract may be up. I'll check on that while you speak on Ari, but Ari.
And please say that. Say that correctly.
All year long. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, like, what are your thoughts?
Oh my gosh. I was very impressed by Ari.
her height, her stature. She's only 5'6", but oh my gosh, she plays like she's 6'3".
Plays with a lot of heart.
She plays with a lot of heart. I was very impressed. For a minute, you know, I was like, where is it? Is she still on the team? But she did show up and showed us why she is still on the team. So I'm definitely knowing she's going to be in the starting five. Watch.
Yeah. Next year. And you know, and I've spoke about Erica Wheeler. I love Erica Wheeler. I think that she really is part of like the heart and soul team. You know what I'm saying? When they come out and they do the little clap and their little dance, like she's the one like getting them going. I love her game. But the reality is, I think she's a free agent this year. And so there's a possibility that she might not be back. And so there is a comfort level of saying, well, if she has to go, we got one ready to go. You know what I'm saying? I think that next year, be her third year, she'll be ready to start, you know? And I have no problem watching her in that starting lineup. And I think that she'll do very well.
Absolutely.
Very well. So, yeah, man, are there any other players that you want to kind of talk about before we kind of move on a little bit? Those were kind of just the first two that I thought of. I just thought about, all right, I was thinking about the young guns and the folks that I know.
Not that we've already mentioned, you know, we've already mentioned the players, yeah. The ones that especially I wanted to speak about. But yeah.
So I believe Tipaze is going to be a free agent, I believe, next year. Or did we sign her for 2 years? Signed a 1 year. She signed a 1 year deal. So she's a free agent. So it might be a lot of moving pieces next year, man. We'll just have to wait and see. You know what I mean? But
that's the nature of the beast, you know?
The nature of the business, man.
Mm-hmm.
Nature of the business. You know what I'm saying? So we will see, man. We will see. But again, unfortunately, the Dream falls short by one game. And a tough one. You know, the injuries just caught up with them. But very, very excited to see what the future has in store for this team. Kiri and I always do typically a player of the week. And since this is the last pod, we are going to give out a player of the year. Doesn't necessarily have to be a high score or whatever, but, you know, just kind of the person who we think was the player of the year I think, and I don't want to steal your thunder. Is there anybody other than Ryan Harris that we would go with? You know, and I don't like to steal your thunder, but you know, go ahead and get in there.
If I have to do, it will definitely be Cheyenne Parker. Yay.
Okay.
Mom of all trades, you know, she's out there hustling and bustling, making the Dream a great team. Cheyenne Parker is my player. What'd you say, of the year?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, she's the player of the year, other than Ryan Howard, my cousin, who I love very dearly. But yeah, I'm giving it to Cheyenne Parker.
Okay, I can dig that. And we did give the caveat other than Ryan Howard, because obviously Ryan is the heart and soul of his team. And Ryan was the cornerstone. She was the cornerstone. And so it would kind of be easy to be like, oh, yeah, Ryan Howard played a year. So, like, that's kind of what's that, you know? So
yes, kind
of spread the love a little bit. Cheyenne Parker is an excellent person. And I thought that Cheyenne played, I thought a lot of nights she was just kind of overmatched down low. You know what I'm saying? You know, girls, she's trying to deal with it. And especially when Monique went out, it was her and Nas. And Nas is good, but she's a rook. You know what I'm saying? She's still learning. So a lot that she had to make up. So I'm going to go with my girl, Aerie. I'm going to have to go with my girl, Aerie McDonald. I really like what I saw out of her this year. It was just, I enjoyed seeing her growth. I enjoyed seeing her growth off the bench. She always had good energy. And she was always honest. Talking to her after the games was always cool. And so I'm going to go with her for my player of the year, man.
I love it. I love it. Yes, Aerie. I love it. I love it. And you better say her name right, because she will correct you.
Oh, yeah. Coach did correct me. She did correct me. She was like, Aerie. I was like, oh, yeah, my bad.
Don't do it again.
None of them problems. But, yeah, so those are our players of the year. Shout out to I got a shout out to AD though, man. Asia Deer She came in like middle of the season and really balled out. I hated that she got hurt, but she was a real a monumental piece of what they did. I mean, I could really go down the list and name all of these girls. Nas Hill came in, started, and she had a tough assignment, like as a rook, you know what I'm saying, toward the end of the year, playing big minutes. Christy Wallace, you know, she had she started good, but then she kind of tailed off a little bit once she got hurt and dealt with the injuries. It was just a lot they had to overcome. It was just overcome. But we are looking for bigger and better things next season. So let's finish things off with a oh my gosh, I can't even think of my
unsung.
Unsung hero. Yes. Unsung hero, something we do every week, is usually something for an unsung person of the week. It could be on the court or off the court. And I guess, I don't know what we do for the week or for the year, however you want to do it, man. But who's your unsung hero, Kiri?
So my unsung hero for the year goes to, drum roll please. What was that?
I was just beating on my table.
That's okay. Wait for it. Here it is. Renee Montgomery, owner, former Atlanta Dream. Just very humble. Every time you see her, win, lose, or draw, she's there. She's smiling. She's greeting the media. She never changed from the player that we knew she was when she was on the Atlanta Dream to now owning the Atlanta Dream, loving her spirit, loving her energy, and so appreciative that now we got an owner that truly cares for our Atlanta Dream.
It's crazy that you said Renee, because that is exactly who I was going to say.
Oh, no, you did.
Yes, it was. And typically, when you do that, I'll like change it, but I'm not going to change it. I'm going to stick with my guns. And if you say Renee and I want Renee, you know what? Then that's what it's going to be. It's going to be Renee. I thought for all the growth and for all of the change,
yes,
for it to have a positive effect, I thought, and I know she's not the only one, but she deserves her flowers. You know?
Yes.
She deserves her flowers. She deserves her kudos. Seeing her there every game, front row, with big time celebrities coming to check out this team, new people in place. It's headed in the right direction, and we can thank Renee Montgomery using her platform for a lot of things, even outside the Dream. It's got to be Renee. It's
absolutely
gotta be.
Yes. Can we get a round of applause? Woo!
Shout out Renee Montgomery, man, on a good season and looking forward to better things, right?
Yes, we are. Yes. We'll be there next year.
Absolutely. And as we wind things down to this, and I'm not even going to say disappointing, you know, we're disappointed, but it's not disappointing, if that makes sense, you know?
It does. It does. Bittersweet, right?
Yeah, bittersweet. But they'll be back. And next year, I'm looking forward to talk some playoff basketball with the Atlanta Dream, because it's been a long time coming, and I believe next year is going to be the year. So, with that being said, Kiri, what is your parting shots?
My parting shot is: it's not how you start, it's how you finish. That has been the mantra of my life, as I have started very shaky many times. Had many no's in my life, but the key word here is just continue on. You know, whatever you go through in your life, you must continue on. Good times, bad times, sad times, disappointing times. You never know. At the end of the day, that change may be right next to you. You just have to keep going until you reach it.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. Oh, I like that. I like that a lot. Good words. My thing is this, and as far as my parting shot, just looking at this team, and you know, when you cover teams, you always kind of learn something from them, and you learn something from their identity. And this team was feisty. You know, they won some games they weren't supposed to win. They were feisty. They had a lot of fight. And despite sometimes going out there having 7-8 bodies healthy, being overmatched, they fought. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes in life, that's what you gotta do. You gotta fight. And you know what? Sometimes in life, you're gonna get your butt kicked. You know what? You know what? They're gonna get your butt kicked. Like, that's the reality. When you live long enough and you fight every day, you're gonna get your butt kicked. But you know what? You gotta wake up, you gotta fight again. And the goal is, and the hope is that when it's all said and done, you have more wins than losses, right? And so that's everybody's, to have more wins and losses. If you listen to this podcast and you're starting your week and you're feeling discouraged, I hope that you end this week with more wins than losses. But you can't do it if you don't fight. You know what I mean? So get out there.
Fight.
If you don't,
all my life I had to.
Get out there and fight. And let's have more wins than losses at the end of the season.
Yes, I love it. I love it. Good job, Ed. Good job.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I do a little something. Something.
Sometimes you can pull out some words of wisdom, I see.
Yeah. We thank you guys for supporting the ATL Dream Podcast as well, man. Shout out to all you Dream fans, man. We love y'all, man. Y'all are just dope. Super dope. And, of course, this is not the end of the pod. This is just a pause until, you know, we see you guys again. And we thank you guys for all the support. And continue to support Chicks Into Sports. And Kerry, why don't you go ahead and plug your ventures and make sure you're following her if you are not already doing so.
Oh, thank you. My adventures should be adventures. ChicksIntoSports.com. Follow us on Twitter at Chicks Into Sport without the S, and Instagram at Chicks Into Sports. And yeah, find us on the Facebook at Chicks Into Sport. We'll be there.
Yes, indeed.
Just look for us.
And you can follow the ATL Dream Podcast at GTP_network on Twitter. Follow me at Hawks Beat on the Twitter as well, as we cover the Hawks this season. And again, we appreciate you guys for supporting us this season. And I was about to sign off like I do on my Hawks podcast, but I think I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway. The same way. I always say this at the end of all my Hawks podcasts is simply this. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. So if you don't know, find him, show him some love, because that's all he's showing you. L-O-V-E, love. I said at the end of all of my Hawks podcasts. Figured I said at the end of this one because I was just feeling it. So
I love that. Yes, I'm going to have to do that.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, folks, until next time, we will see you when you see you. Peace and love.
Bye.